Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. I asked a friend of mine today.
Yeah, man.
I said to him, he's a computer expert.
Oh, well, it's good to know somebody like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I said to him, hey, what's the best software out there to clone a DVD?
Oh, all right.
To copy a DVD.
Right.
And he said, well, why do you want to do that? And I said, because I'm tired of buying a DVD for my daughter, and then she scratches it on the floor, and then I got to go buy another one.
Is that pretty easy?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to
pretty
do
easy
now.
Pretty easy to do, I guess.
I didn't think it was, but my daughter finds a way to scratch it, then it doesn't play anymore. So he said, here's how you do it. And he says, I'll give you a CD of the software, and then you can download it
right
on your computer.
Oh.
And then you can copy DVDs.
So when you get it for your daughter, make a backup, you know, so you have.
Right. And I said, well, I'll just buy the software. He goes, no, I'll give it to you for free. I said, what does it cost, though? It costs him like $40. I said, I'll just buy it. He goes, why would you buy it? Nobody buys software and nobody buys music anymore.
Oh, I buy music. I still do the...
I said, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I said, nobody buys software, nobody buys music? He says, no. Mm. I said, he goes, you're the only idiot that buys stuff.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, some people buy software. Obviously, there's got to be people buying software. I mean, they're still selling it, and it's a large industry.
All right, get him on the line. Okay. All right, we had trouble getting this guy. Let's give it to him and then press on.
That was a decent pause. I mean, you know, because you were killing. I know you had a minute to kill. It was
Thank
a
you very
decent
much.
Story.
All
but
right, but we'll get back to them. Here's Tommy from Palos Verdes, right?
Yes.
Hey, Tommy, you're the big winner, dude.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, this guy won 40 Kismas dollars.
Awesome.
And you will send us videotape of you kissing your wife?
Sure, I could do that.
All right. How long have you been married?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Oh. Now,
something happened, and it was just I'm just really mad right now, and it's just a funny story. I don't know if you have time to share that, but yeah. But anyways,
what happened to you?
Oh boy!
Hey.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
What happened?
Well, okay, so I'm on the computer, all right, and I find out that she's on this site.
Sure.
Okay, and
I don't care.
Oh my god!
I couldn't
just send him the $40.
I couldn't give less of a rat's ass.
But there seemed to be something with the computer going on there.
Fine. She can do it, whatever she wants.
Well, I think she was up to...
She's up to no good.
Yeah, I would predict given the limited information that we were given, I would predict that she's up to shenanigans online.
Yeah, and he's the victim of the shenanigans.
Yeah, man.
All right, anyway, so getting back to this.
Right, the guy said, it's $40, but don't buy it. Nobody buys software anymore.
Right.
And you said, dude...
I that's all I do. Because, you know, when you go to sleep at night and your computer is filled with illegal software.
Right.
How do you sleep at night? Don't you think that somebody is going to discover you have all that illegal software and
right.
arrest you or
well,
fine you?
I would think you want to get in there and you want to have a clean system.
Can't they easily keep track of the software you have in your computer?
That I don't know. But I tell you about the music. I always buy the music. I pay 99 cents for the song.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't go.
I don't have any illegal music.
I don't either. But, used to be the way everybody went.
But is it legal to copy a DVD for your own personal use?
If you bought the DVD, let's say
right.
you go to Target, you buy the DVD.
Right.
And then you take it home and you want to make copies.
Right. Is that legal to do?
Well, how many copies are you making?
Just two.
I think that's probably
one
okay.
One for the car, one for a backup, just in case she scratches it.
I think that's probably okay.
Is it?
I'm not an expert on the law, but it would seem to me that would probably be okay if you purchased the initial DVD. I mean, you bought it initially.
Yeah, I bought it. Yeah.
Right.
I don't steal them.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, so to me it seems like that's probably okay.
But I had a guy send me, you know, when Michael Moore's movie came out.
Sicko?
Yeah, he sent it to me.
Yeah, I watched it.
Like, literally, I mean, before it came out in the theaters.
Oh, that's not good. I don't think those aren't good.
And
those
I never put it in my computer because I didn't want somebody to know I had it. I just shredded it. I didn't even look at it.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, baby.
Well, if you want to, I mean, you know, DVDs are not that expensive.
Yeah, I'd like to know from the audience, first of all, how common is this, you know, where your guys are copying DVDs and giving to each other? And two, is it illegal to do? Because I don't want to do something illegal.
No, I know that you have
I don't want the feds busting down my door and, you know, putting a chokehold on my baby.
You have always, and I think it's obvious to anyone who's listening with any regularity,
you
always try to live a clean life within the boundaries of the law.
I try. All right, here are the phone numbers. If you have any experience with this, copying DVDs, first of all, is it legal? And can it be done? I mean, I know there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of precautions that the studios make that you don't do that.
Right.
You know, is there anything on a DVD that is encoded that doesn't allow you to copy a DVD?
Right.
And how prevalent is it? I mean, are people out there giving DVDs to each other?
Yeah, I think, well, it would seem to me, actually, I would rethink this. If you have to buy music, which you have to, you should have to probably
buy the DVD.
Right, I would think so.
No, I think you have to buy the DVD, but if you have one, can you make copies of it legally?
Well, let's give those numbers.
All right, here are those phone numbers, gang. 520-9710. That's our big main number here on the Big FM Talker in Southern California.
She cares you from tours.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, the reason I bring this up in this hour,
it's a decent area.
Well, a lot of people who listen to the show are also computer whizzes.
Absolutely.
They're on the computer. They're building websites. They're designing crap. They're maintaining websites. And those people should know.
Right. They should know. And, here's the comparison. It would seem to me to be a direct comparison. If you buy a CD of music, a compact disc, which has, you know, music on it, you can make a copy of that on your computer, can't you?
Sure.
Well, yeah, but, you know, my wife actually went and did that. She buys, again, she purchases music. She never gets it for free. And she went to make copies of the music. She made one for her iPod, one for the living room, one for the car, one for the house, a little place up in Oregon. And another one, she was going to make another one for me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right? And so we weren't selling them or anything. But after the fifth copy, this box pops up on iTunes and says, you know, you sure you're making these copies for yourself?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she got scared to death.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. That is kind of freaky.
And threw the computer up.
Oh, damn. That's an overreaction.
That's what I thought. All right, let's talk to Wilton in Torrance. You're on 97.1 Free FM. There he goes. How about Frank? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Like you, Wilson.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I just want to let you know, my son and my nephew and their friends in junior high, they visit websites where you can get movies before they're even out in the theaters. They make copies of DVDs, share them with all their family and friends. I saw I Am Legend about a month ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dougie, he's serious.
All you have to do is search. These kids know how to search. They have the patience. You can find whatever you want.
Now, and none of them are afraid of getting caught doing that, huh?
No. Even the teachers at the school ask the kids what website do you go to, and they download the movies themselves.
I tell you, this is going to be the demise of Hollywood, this internet. Hmm. Everyone's going to get all this crap for free, and Hollywood's not going to make any money.
Well,
it's going to go out of business.
I think technically, though, I mean, the law is that you got to pay for that, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, but isn't the penalty... I mean, when you watch a DVD...
It says there, the penalties...
Yeah, the FBI... There's a disclaimer there, or a warning, that says the FBI can come after you and fine you up to $250,000.
You know, I don't think that anybody really cares, because these kids aren't selling them. They're just sharing the information that's out there already.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, they're not making any profit off of it. I know it's not right, but,
All right. All right, buddy. Yeah, thank you for calling. Let's talk to, I want to talk to a guy who actually does it, not a guy whose son does it. Anthony in Tarzana, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Just to let you know, I have this program called DVD X Copy, and pretty much I can do it anytime. It says as long as it's for your own personal backup purposes.
Right.
Okay.
Because some people just, like, burn it and then keep one just to play because you know how it scratches after a bunch of playing.
Right. What did that cost you, the software?
Honestly, I got it for free. But, like, it doesn't cost much. You can get it online if you just type in DVD X copy. And, like, I was able to burn anything without any problem.
Do you back up all your porn?
No. No, I just have, like, I rent them, and then I burn it, and then I keep it. I don't really pass it out, though, but that's up to the person, I guess.
And it works, How long does it take to download or to copy an hour DVD?
An hour DVD? Well, like an average movie would take like about 15, 20 minutes at max.
Oh,
is that right? That's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's easy. You just press it, walk away, you're back, and it's done.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're enjoying yourself out there.
Yeah, it's really easy, so.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling, man. Guy got all nutty there at the end.
I don't know. Well, he laughed almost like, kind of like a, he was happy to, you know, it was kind of like a devilish laugh. Like
these guys who are copying these DVDs, they all sound like they're really burnt out.
Yeah. Well, they seem like they're getting away with something. He seemed kind of excited that he was getting away with it. You heard the laugh.
Lewis in Echo Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right. You do this? You burn or copy these DVDs?
Yeah, man.
And
yeah. Sometimes make a little money on the side, you know.
How do you do that?
Well, friends, you know, coworkers, you know, they sometimes want to see the latest movie that's on
the
theaters. They sometimes want to see the latest movie that's in theaters.
Oh.
And there's like these websites that you can go to. They pretty much just, you know, whoever grabs the camera, you know, posts them online or whatever.
Right.
And all I do is I just, you know, download them and then put them on the disc.
Do you feel bad that you do it?
No.
All right.
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. There's never a moment of, well, this is somebody else's work. They spent a lot of money on it. Maybe I should buy it instead of get it for free.
Well, if the movie is really good, like, I don't know.
Spaceballs?
No, it wasn't that good.
That was a good movie, though.
Let me think of a quick movie here.
No, take your time, dude. There's no pressure. I mean, if you want to think of, like, a really good movie, just take your time.
But think of a really good one.
Think of a
really good one. She's like World of Worlds. I really like that one.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a good one.
That was worth, you know, buying on DVD.
And you'll buy it?
Yeah, I'll buy it.
Oh, all right. Oh, so you're not without morals or scruples?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah. All right, dude. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, man.
All right, there he goes. I guess everybody's doing this, right?
Yeah, well, I guess it's more common than I thought. I mean, I remember, obviously, you know, the scandal with music and all of that. But this seems to be also a budding scandal as well, Tim.
Melissa in Santa Clarita, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say I don't even pay for cable TV, and you can pretty much find any TV show or movie on the internet.
You don't pay for cable?
No, I don't even have TV. I just use my computer.
And you get it for free?
Yeah, you can watch pretty much any TV show that's ever been on or that is on.
How do you do that?
You find them on websites that have it streaming live.
So you're watching somebody else's cable?
I guess.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it would seem to me,
one guy is going to pay for cable and one guy is going to buy DVDs on this planet, and then everybody else is going to get copies.
I got a call on the other line, guys. Have a good night.
All right, babe.
Bye, babe.
There she goes.
You know, to me, it seems, I mean, I know the computer's, like, great, and I know, like, with, you know, like, people watch movies on their computer and their laptop and everything. But, I mean, still, if given the choice, don't you love to just sit on the couch and watch your TV? I mean, like a television and, like, a big TV in the living room?
You think so.
I mean, there's something kind of still about that I think is wins over watching off a computer or online.
I always thought that was odd. I know some people who don't have TVs, and I always thought that was weird.
Yeah, how can you
get... You know, doesn't have a TV?
Hmm.
There's a guy who used to work for KBC.
Ira Fistel. Yeah. Actually, I think he has a television, but I think he takes it out only once a year for the... No. You know who also... Yes, okay. I don't think Ira has a TV. You're right. You know who also does not watch TV but brings it out once a year, I think for the Thanksgiving parade, is Dennis Prager.
Dude, I watch TV all the time.
My TV is always on.
My TV goes on when I get... When I get home, it's already on.
Right.
And when I go to bed, it goes off. And then as soon as I get up, it goes on again.
I'm the same way.
It's always on.
I keep it on. And I was watching, actually, something was on television yesterday. I was watching about some sort of survey, or they were talking about, I guess, the transformation now to digital television, which is coming, you know, in a number of years. I mean, everything is going to be, everybody's going to have a digital TV, or everything's going to be sent digitally. I don't know, something technical.
Something's going to happen.
Something's going on. That much I got.
Is there some mess going on?
Something is about to go down. But this guy on the television said, you know, most Americans do watch some television, he said, to some an hour or more a day.
An hour?
I'm thinking, who's that?
I watch an hour every hour.
Right. Who was that who was surveyed, who watches?
I like those surveys. Yeah, guy, you know, most people watch it an hour and a half a day. Who the hell's that?
Right. He said most Americans watch some television, some more than an hour a day. And I'm sitting there going, wow. If they had called me, I would have tilted that survey in the entire other direction, you know?
Sometimes I fall asleep with it on, and then wake up in the morning, and I just keep it on.
Yeah, I love that.
Shut it off.
When it's on, I love when it's on.
24 hours.
I like it. The sound kind of puts you to sleep, and you like that sound.
Yeah, it's company. Alex in Bel Air, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, guys. These guys don't know what they're talking about.
All right. I'm glad you do.
All right.
It's illegal to duplicate commercially released DVDs, even if it's a backup or not for profit.
Wait, even if it's a backup for your own good?
Yes.
For your own use?
Exactly. You can record live television for your own use, but you can't break the copyright legally on DVDs.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, but why wouldn't they then make DVDs that aren't so easily scratched?
You can't, right.
Well, that's how they make more money.
Yeah, well, screw it then. If they're going to make a DVD that is easily scratched, then I'm going to back it up.
But yeah, man!
I will warn you, though, that are you using Windows?
Yes.
They keep track of everything that you play on that system.
Uh-oh.
I don't give a rat's ass.
No, I think you do, though. Earlier, you were...
No, if they want to come into my house and ask where those other copies are, they'll go, they're right there, because you guys can't make one that doesn't scratch. Before, when you had videotape, that never scratched. You could throw that thing around the living room.
Well, true. Right, but sometimes a VHS tape, I found in my personal experience, that if you were heavy on the rewind...
Oh, yeah, it gets effed up.
Yeah, I mean, it could you know, get eaten by the machine and
right.
all of that. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for phoning us.
I hated that.
All right, copying DVDs. I'm going to start copying for my own use. Is that illegal to do? Well, and am I going to get thrown in jail for it?
Sounds like you might get thrown in jail.
Yeah, but you know what? That guy's wrong, because I have a computer that I use at home that's not online, and I run Windows on it, and it's not online.
At all?
No, because I have one computer for all the bills that I do and all my home stuff that's not online, because I don't want a virus in it.
Right. And also the government would be tracking you, and I know that you also have that, you know, yeah, you're into that.
But is it illegal to copy a DVD? I don't believe that guy. I think you can copy a DVD for your own use, and they're not going to get down on you.
With a limit,
you're
though.
Not the guy they're looking for.
You think with a limit, like you can make two copies or three?
Yeah, like let's say, you know, your daughter scratches five copies. You can make a sixth and watch the sixth one.
Yeah, I can be honest with you, Tim. I don't think, like, you living in the valley with a two-year-old who's scratching Dora the Explorer and you're making a copy of it, I don't really think you're, like, what
I'm not the target?
I don't think you're the FBI's, target.
Greg and Pomona, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Hey.
First of all, they want to make money. They don't want anybody copying anything. Of course it's illegal. But the way they're going to get around that is they're going to have wireless downloads. You pick the menu you want. The next day you come home, it's all loaded in your box. They're going to eliminate DVDs at some point.
Well, good. I hope they do it soon. Because I tell you how, I can't tell you how annoying it is to buy a DVD and literally, you know, 4 or 5 weeks later, it's scratched to the point where you can't, where it's not usable.
Right, right. And what does she do? She just flings them around?
They drop, and, you know, she, you know, wants to hold them and crap like that.
Messy hands or whatever.
She's not a pig, but she's a kid.
Tim, please, I'm not. I'm not suggesting
body
that.
Odor.
I am
butt
not
stinks.
Suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is that kids always have something on their hands and they're touching everything. And
we need to go to break.
Tim, you understand?
Okay. We'll go to break.
Now you get sensitive.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Maybe your dogs are dirty.
Tim, I was not suggesting that. I was...
If you're copying DVDs, is that an illegal act? Are you committing a crime while you're doing that?
The FBI, man. I said it.
Those damn dogs. Those dirty dogs.
Tim, let's not get personal.
Filthy flea bag.
Was just trying to add to the conversation that you were having about...
Probably have tapeworm.
About children.
Crust around their...
Copying
butt.
DVD. No, they do not. And I was simply trying to add to the conversation.
Dirty teeth.
About children copying DVDs.
Oh. All right, so Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. You got dirty dogs, dude.
And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
It's Christmas, bitch. see you, and I want to unwrap gifts from you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody.
Every time I put the tree up,
yeah, man.
I just want to get that extra gift from you. You got my gift card to Old Navy from JCPenney and Williams-Sonoma. You'll go downtown where the Jews are around selling diamonds,
yes,
and gold bracelets. My new earrings flashing while cash you are passing to slow-mo at Gold Farms on 6th Street. Give me more. You're not poor. You can give me more. Pick me off the floor at the store and just give me more. Admit that I'm a whore. Give me more.
Britney Spears, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
By the way, did she say passing money to Shlomo?
Yeah. I've heard it a few times. I think that's what she's saying.
Passing money to Shlomo.
All right, man. All right, can you copy DVDs? It's the holiday season. A lot of people are going to get DVDs for Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa.
And you could get the DVD of the program.
If you copy a DVD that is copywritten, is that illegal?
Right.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I think what you're asking, Tim, if I may, is if Tim's daughter has a DVD and scratches it, if Tim made copies of the DVD,
am I going to jail?
That's just kind of where we're coming from.
Brandon in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you guys doing tonight?
All right, dude.
All right, well, here's the story. I've actually been convicted of this, and it is a felony in the state of California.
Really? So you're a felon?
Yep, I'm a felon.
But did you copy for profit?
No, personal use.
Oh, really?
Personal use.
Oh,
here's the loophole in it. The penal code is 653W subsection A. It's right under murder.
Wow.
And it is failure to disclose origin of recording or audiovisual work. Pretty much what it means is if you don't have the original in hand with you, then your backup is considered illegal.
All right, but let's say I have Disney's Jungle Book, I got Dora the Explorer, I got all kinds of stuff for my daughter.
Right.
Yeah. And I have the original, but I'm just making a backup copy for my personal use. I ain't going to jail, right?
For what I've been told, that's okay. But if you give that to somebody, then it's illegal.
Now, what were you copying, Brandon, in your specific case?
Movies.
You made copies for yourself.
Yeah.
Copies for other
people. Yeah. And I had made a couple other copies for other people that are like, I want a copy of that. And that's where it got me in trouble.
Was it porn?
No.
Who busted you?
Regular movies. It was a kind of a jealous ex that kind of narked me out. So.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
And you spent a year in jail?
Fun situation, but what's that?
You spent a year in jail?
About 6 months.
Are you kidding? Really?
Nope, 6 months in
jail.
How much in fines did you have to pay?
Jerry, please.
I had to pay, it was $1,800-something in restitution to the Motion Picture Association of America.
Oh, yeah, because they needed that $1,800.
Yeah, which the funny part about that is every time I call to give them the money, I get a loop around with a voicemail system and nobody ever calls me back. They probably don't need the money that bad.
That's so great. Hey, but if you had the original copies on you, you'd have been cool.
Yeah, but of course I didn't on some of them.
Right.
You know, why are you going to keep a scratch DVD around? Right?
Oh, I see. So you got to keep the scratched ones around.
Yeah, you have to keep the scratched one. And in most, I mean, to be safe, at least what the lawyers were telling me is you need to even have the receipts that you have proof that you purchased those.
Oh, you have to have the receipts?
I mean, oh, that's a little crazy.
If they want to get really picky about it, but odds of the general person making a copy, that's just really low unless someone really has it out for you. So.
Yeah, somebody did in your case.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get her back for that?
She got what she deserved, so let's put it that way.
God.
You should go urinate on her Wall Street Journal.
In her vestibule.
Yeah.
now, are you a registered felon in the state of California?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. I've been convicted of a felony.
How long is your probation?
3 years.
And when did you serve the 6 months?
Oh, gosh. It was last year.
And was it tough to take 6 months out of your life?
Yeah, well, it was actually four, because, you know, out of six, you do four with good time and all that. So
where did you serve?
San Bernardino County.
It's a tough place to serve.
It was all right. I mean, it wasn't, you know, upstate, you know, prison or anything like that, but it was okay.
you didn't have any...
That's the deal you cop, though? I mean, it sounds like you had, you know, Malibu Dan is a lawyer.
Yeah, well, I had quite a few copies. It wasn't just one or two.
How many copies?
About 300.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, so it's a different...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not your typical case of somebody just making one or two copies, but...
Right. What was the maximum you were looking at?
If the maximum that they could give you on that charge is 3 years state prison.
And how much did you pay in legal bills?
About $7,000, give or take.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And you still went to jail.
Did they confiscate the DVDs?
Oh, yeah, they took everything.
Did they come to your house?
Yeah, they came to the house. They took all my DVDs, my computer.
Where were you when they everything. Come to the house? Did they make you, like, get down on the ground?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a raid?
They came in about 15 people strong, vests, guns, everything.
With guns?
Yeah.
And they made you get down, right? Get on the floor?
Yeah.
They find anything else? Did you have weed or anything?
No. Don't do any drugs. Don't do anything like that. Just storm the house at about 4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning?
Were you asleep or were you awake?
I was asleep. Here's someone pounding on the door. Open the door and I got about 5 guns pointed in my face.
And they handcuffed you?
Yep, handcuffed me, took me to jail, $25,000 bond.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Yeah.
It sounds like your girlfriend told a bigger story than what was actually going on.
Oh, she did. She said I was doing all kinds of stuff, but obviously that's the only thing that stuck, so. And there was really no way I could get around it. I mean, I was kind of caught red-handed, so.
Right, because they came in, and when they did the raid, they found the copies, obviously, right? I mean,
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because there's actually websites on the internet where you can go download full DVD covers of and put them in your own cases if you want to, if you had like a color laser printer. So,
Jesus Christ. All right, dude. Well, I'm glad you learned your lesson. What happens if you get caught again doing that?
Well, then they, since I'm still on probation, then they max out the 3-year prison term and probably another felony charge.
Wow.
So,
all right. Well, stay clean, dude.
Oh, yeah. No more of that for me. But love the show. Was running out to the store and heard you guys, so I thought I'd give you a ring.
All right.
So.
We're going to give you something just because you need a break here.
No, I appreciate it.
Let's give you this will keep you out of trouble. 2008, I don't know if you know this, but it's the year of ice cream.
Okay.
And we're going to give you a year's supply of Baskin-Robbins gift certificates.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
So hold on one second. Stay out of jail and just eat ice cream. Get up to date on the holiday flavors as well as the thousands of other flavors they've created. Go to BaskinRobbins.com.
Now, is 2008 really the year of ice cream?
Yeah.
Well, I better get into it.
It's exciting for you, isn't it?
Yeah. How about sherbet? Is that a year of...
That's the same year. 2009 is the year of pizza. You got a couple of nice years coming.
Yeah. I put some, you know, the real pronunciation is sherbet.
Oh.
S-H-E-R-B-E-T.
Like Albany?
Yes. I put some of that away this weekend.
You did?
Yeah, right on the...
Pounded that down?
Right out of the container. I've hit a new low. I usually, you know, will put it, you know, take it out of the container and put it in a bowl. I said F it this weekend. I just right out of the... You know,
all right.
Carton.
Let's talk to, how about Ben in Los Angeles? Ben, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Is it illegal to copy those DVDs?
There it goes.
How about Dr. J? Is this Dr. Julius Irving?
Oh. This is Dr. J here in Newport.
Hey, how are you, dude?
All right,
I'm
man.
Fine, gentlemen. How are you? I was just thinking it's a good thing it takes 20 minutes to make those DVDs because they can run down to 7-Eleven and steal them. Candy and some Diet Coke to go along with that, and maybe I'll just fire up the printer and print up some Baskin Robbins ice cream coupons and run down there and get some of that, and maybe my engineer buddies can hook some up on the gas pump so I don't have to pay at the pump anymore.
Enjoy yourself. What the hell? Why why pay for anything?
I have a moral cord here, but does anyone know that 8-letter word called stealing?
Yeah. Well,
right.
But I don't know if you're stealing if you buy the DVD and make a backup copy for yourself.
Well, I guess what the previous caller...
Well, who's getting hurt there?
Right, the felon who called us suggested...
Me and my stockholders.
Who's your stockholder? You what stock
do you have? MGM.
Yeah, you're not a big stockholder.
Yeah.
I'm a big stockholder. I own lots of stock.
All right.
I take stock daily.
All right, but listen to me, dude.
Now, listen, you better tell these people to go to church on Sunday so they can figure out what movies they can steal on what websites.
Yeah, well, listen, if you guys, if they can create a DVD that doesn't get scratched, then you only have to buy one.
The moral turpitude of this country is going down.
I don't know. No, it's not. It really isn't. You know what it is? It's the cheap DVDs that are causing people to have to do this.
Right.
They can make a DVD that does not get scratched. They can do that.
Well, they could make them more difficult to scratch.
Or put it in a case where you never actually touch the DVD.
Well,
it's always in
that
plastic case.
That's a good idea.
And you put the plastic case into the DVD player.
That's a good idea.
But they don't do that because it's more expensive.
Right, man.
And so if they're going to be cheap on that, then I'm going to make up backup copies.
Your hair's crazy right now. You're sitting here on a rant about the audience should see what they're dealing with here.
My hair?
Your hair's like wild. It's going in a million different...
Thanks to Dr. Sword.
No, it looks good because you took your headphones off and it made your hair like... And you're
well, you know, I actually... You
DVDs.
Know, it's funny you said that because I went to a McDonald's last week.
But by the way, you forgive me for just, you know, it's just, I'm trying to paint the picture for
I know,
you.
I know. But I went to McDonald's after work last week.
Uh-huh.
And I walk into McDonald's and the guy says, do you work at a fast food place? I turn around like, I don't know who he was talking to. I said, you talking to me? He says, yeah. I said, no, I don't. What made you think I didn't? He goes, you have that little thing on your hair where it looks like you've been wearing the headset.
Oh, it's because you have the headphones here.
With the drive-thru.
Right.
I said, no, I'm not working the headset with the drive-thru, but I understand it does this to your hair. I have a major radio show on, young man.
Yeah. I mean, you should know what I'm where I just was.
You should be able to tell by the voice where I was
right.
For 3 hours
Let
tonight.
Let me show you a little ID
young
before
man.
You start, you know, saying... Asking where I came from.
Now off to that fryer and give me the hot ones.
What'd you get after work? You got some?
I got the number one.
Oh, good.
It's a Big Mac combo.
Ooh, that sounds good, actually.
Yeah, Big Mac, French fries, and a Coke.
Oh, that sounds really good. Did you bring anything home?
I brought French fries.
All right, okay. We used to get when you were little. Did you get when my mom and dad you would take us to the fast food restaurant? Thank you, Tim. Got to the point where my mom or my dad would say. To, you know, get fries for the ride. Did you do this, Ken? So we always used to eat the fries from the
right.
bag.
That's what we did, right.
This is when, I mean, believe it or not, we didn't eat the fast food in the car. I mean, we actually drove home with the bag of food, and my mom put it on the table, and we sat and ate it like, it,
right.
you know.
And I hated the ride home because you can smell the food. You just couldn't touch it.
Right. But we used to go in there and eat the fries. Of course, we'd get home, there'd be no fries.
Right.
And, you know, we'd, you know, complain about that. So then it always became an order of fries for the ride.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, so you get, like, you know, large French fries to right. eat in the car on the way back to the house.
Do you remember when you were a kid at McDonald's that your family at one point ordered so much food that they put it in, like, a shopping bag? It looks like a grocery bag
from
McDonald's.
Yeah, right, the big bag. Oh, those were great times.
Those were the days, man.
I remember so long ago, it seems, I think you and I have talked about this once before, but do you remember the ashtrays, the little plastic or the little...
Yeah, the little tin ashtrays, yeah. I cut my fingers on one of those.
They're very sharp.
Yeah, right after a Laker game. The Lakers lost to Boston in the finals, and I crushed one of those, and it cut all four fingers.
Oh, jeez.
It was at the McDonald's on Beverly Glen in Santa Monica.
Is it still there? I think it's still there, right?
I think, yeah. It's. I don't know if it's still there or not. It was just a little bit west of Beverly Glen.
Yeah, but it was unbelievable. You could sit there, and they provided, you know, my parents love to smoke. I mean, so they
you could smoke in McDonald's.
Right. They provided ashtrays. I mean, you look back on that, it's such a different time. It was,
oh, yeah.
It was so crazy.
I remember standing in line at McDonald's, and people were smoking while they're ordering food. And there's an ashtray on the counter.
Right. Just to
yeah.
flick your
and
ashes.
Nobody said anything.
No, it's really strange when you think about it.
Nobody said it's rude. Nobody said, you know, please put that out. Nobody cared.
Right.
And now, you know, everybody is on your case.
Everybody's crazy about it, but they had ashtrays.
There's like a crazy energy about smokers. And
right. It's a very energized group. The anti-smoking group is one of the most energized groups out there.
Yeah.
You know, they're really crazy.
But I think that's all displaced anger.
From another area?
Yeah. You know? I'm not sure that you can be that angry at a group.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of worse out there than smokers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We need to go to break!
All right! All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
By gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. During that commercial break, Whitman and I were talking about being in grade school.
Right, reminiscing a little bit.
And how we always had, it was McDonald's Day.
We used to have McDonald's lunch on Tuesday.
Yeah. And I don't remember what ours was, Monday or Tuesday, whatever. But, you know, they would all ask the class how many burgers you want.
In the morning, they'd take the orders.
Right.
Yep.
Hey, can you not play the lyrics during the show?
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Bubba. Or just, you know what, I got a better idea. Just play the lyrics and the music really loud while we talk. That's even a better idea. Let's try that. You got it? Even louder.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle.
Because you always had, you know, the guys, the studs ordered two slices. Right.
The chicks always ordered one slice.
Right. Thanks, Jerry.
That was good.
But that those were the good old days where, you know, your parents, nobody was like, conscious about calories or sugar or fat or anything.
Right. We used to have, when I was in school, like you said, we would have McDonald's lunch. And then they did change it to pizza lunch. That was on Tuesday.
Right.
And then on Thursday, every other day of the week, you know, we packed a lunch or, you know, my mom made me a sandwich or whatever. It was regular lunch.
Right.
But on Thursday was hot dog lunch, and the hot dogs were 40 cents. And, you know, I would get, like, you know, at least eat, put three of them away, you know, in the fourth grade. I mean, I was a, you know, little pig. But I remember that dessert, speaking of how, you know, diets have changed and nutritional standards have changed, dessert was always candy. And the school put it out.
Right.
I mean, you'd go up to, there'd be a mom who was volunteering, and you'd go up to a table, and there was every candy you could, I mean, chocolate, Twix, I mean, everything. I mean, just, and you would just pay and real cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Not expensive. And we just ate a ton of sugar. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Cookies were like a nickel. We had brownies the size of your head, where I think they were 45 cents.
Right.
And I'd buy one of those for breakfast every morning. You know, nobody was there. And the school just gave it to you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They sold candy. They sold pastries. They sold all kinds of crap that was terrible for you.
Even when I was in high school, I remember that we had, you know, in the school cafeteria, when I went to school as a child, elementary school, when we had the hot dogs and the McDonald's and everything and the pizza, that was a smaller school. There were not a lot of kids in that school. But when I went to public high school in New York, you know, we had probably, you know, 2,000 students or something. It was a zoo. So, but even the cafeteria food from the school was, I mean, it was pizza. It was, they would give you little tater tots.
Right.
All deep fried, you know, or hamburgers, cheeseburgers, everything.
Right.
If a school put that out now, you know there would be some, you know, group just going crazy that they would actually, you know, that would be what they were feeding the kids. But that's what we had every afternoon, and it was one bad food after the next, you know.
My father did a commercial back in the early 70s, mid 70s, for Lay's potato chips.
Oh, that's great.
And they wanted him to have some product. So we had, I remember this happening almost as if it was yesterday. We live in the San Fernando Valley. And that's back when you do like a commercial, you get a little money, but they give you a lot of the product.
Oh,
right?
Right.
It was sort of like a trade-off.
Right.
Right. And they backed this truck up, this Frito-Lay's truck. And they emptied about 25 or 30 big boxes that each contain about 25 big bags of chips, the Doritos, whatever it was.
Right.
Fritos. I mean, it was just, you know, a huge, and the boxes filled half of the kitchen. Right.
That's great.
And my mom came home and said, you know, you guys can't eat those. you know, it's you know, you got to wait till after dinner, or whatever. Right. And then she'd go, you know, play bridge or do whatever she did. And yeah. we just get into those bags, man. Munchos, remember those things?
Yeah, Munchos are great. Yeah, all air. You know, they all air inside of those. Munchos are really good. I remember.
Yeah, but I tell you, it was a time where I think people were happier. Because nobody was so crazy and concerned about secondhand smoke, about fat, about any of that crap.
Well, and everybody was on a sugar high. So, I mean, the world, the whole country was on a sugar rush.
Yeah, everybody's so worried about calories. They're going to take, you know, sodas out of schools.
Oh, we had a vending machine in our school. We had a soda vending machine. I remember it. I
mean, absolutely. We did, too.
We had a store in high school, actually, when I went to public.
And they served candy.
It was a candy shop.
Right. Ours was, too.
And it was at the end of the cafeteria.
The Jolly Ranchers.
Right. And you could go in there, and they had everything from, like, those Tootsie Pops to watermelon Jolly Ranchers. I can still feel the my mouth gets a little tingly when I think about them. But there was all candy, and that was the store. I mean, you literally, after you got the bad pizza or the tater tots for lunch,
right,
you could walk into that store and just...
There's no nutritional value whatsoever.
Nothing.
And everybody enjoyed themselves.
We had a guy who used to be at my high school, and now he's been gone and you know, passed away, I'm sure, for 20 years. Because when I was in high school, he had to be 75.
Right.
And we called him the pretzel man, because what he did.
He's held back?
No. He was obviously he was some kid's grandfather. Actually.
Oh, I see.
And he was a little chubby, bald guy who was really old. And I'm just guessing he must have been a veteran, because that was like the time you can tell he was of that generation. And I remember he had these really thick hands. His hands were just gigantic, you know. And he had a pretzel machine in the hallway,
right,
with heavy, heavy salt. I mean, like just a tray of salt. So you would go by, you would walk by him at 9 o'clock in the morning, and for 30 cents or whatever he charged, you know, he was selling pretzels. School obviously had no problem with it.
No.
And he'd say, "You want salt?" I mean, and as kids, we were all like crazy on the salt, and he'd take that pretzel and put a little water or moisture on it to really get the salt to take to it.
Right.
And he's selling them like unbelievable, the rate at which he was selling them. We love them.
It's the good old days, man. All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.